Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yes, welcome to Kingdom
Hearts! Back!
We're in box. Any bucking at the weekend, wee
no,
man?
No, quiet.
Maybe stupid. No, fine, any stupid.
Maybe daft. Maybe drunk. Maybe daft.
Mate, the weather's tremendous, isn't it?
Oh, but, mate, your face is skeleton red.
Aye, well, I was on holiday.
Mate, Robbie Nielsen farting on your face, isn't it?
What about his hair?
I know, mate, that's incredible, man.
It's getting there,
that. It's like a screech face saved by the bell.
I actually told Jilly, I done a cat. I told Jilly, you're fucked. She's done soon.
Huh?
Well, when this grows in, mate, what chance you
oh,
got?
Oh, aye, aye, aye. It's a Cal Naismith kind of pattern. What sort of birds would you be looking for, tens?
I don't know, I'm hoping that you would show me.
She's a 9-2, Jelly's a 9-2.
For a long time.
Jelly's a 9-2, aye, up there. She's right up there. I don't know, you'll not be punching, no. You'll be doing sixes, won't you? Five sixes you'll be looking for.
You'll be tearing his cast off, won't
you? I'll give you a few.
Okay, fresh stain on the jumper, I just noticed
it. I just noticed it myself.
That is, mate.
There's nothing else that can be.
Definitely no toothpaste looking at your teeth.
Wait a minute here.
My teeth are so you, I've had so much red wine this week.
I don't know what that was, I was just looking at it, but. Aye, just fucking all staying, mate. Another day, another staying.
How's the box? Is it the same?
Aye, probably.
I'm looking forward to hearing the stories, boys, for the weekend.
I know, I just want
to. Make stories, mate, quiet.
No, we need to get. Listen, we need to get to it. We've got to listen, of course, Grosvenor
Sport. You know what I mentioned, Grosvenor Sport?
Aye.
Grosvenor Sport, always. It's double the odds for new signups with your first £10 bet. Sign up at gsport.com. I've said professional.
Oh, see that Jones White? Are they.
Mate, can I talk
there?
About them in the same time as Grosvenor, mate?
No, but I
need. They'll take you out for that.
Sure, are they a partnership, mate? Open goal now?
Aye.
Well, they
we're in discussions with them.
They got banned up. Shut up.
So I need to cough up a few more
quids.
They got banned up for the weekend.
Jones White?
I was in Snoddy's motor, right? He uses them. So obviously
does he? What, Jones White?
Aye, aye. Must be popular. And he was selling one of the houses he's got that he was renting. Had this poor woman on the phone, by the way, right? So she was saying, selling the houses. Oh, can you confirm the address for me, Robert? So he's reading out the postcode and that. She's repeating it back after him, right? So he's like, it's P for purple. She says, P for purple. Is it? H for helmet. She's H for helmet. Yep. So he's like, you say that again, Hen? It's breaking up. What would you say? He's like,
oh
P for
God.
Purple. H for helmet. I'm sitting there. Fucking give me this.
I just got the first bit.
You just got it. Give me it.
Have you got it yet? A double helmet.
Good mate.
That's brilliant. Poor woman, man.
His helmet's ginger, so it's no purple. That's why he's so cool.
Isn't brilliant?
That's quick, isn't it? You need to be quick with that shit.
Oh, I could have. What a week, mate. Honestly, what a weekend I had. Needed it after that week. Holy fuck. I thought I'd murdered somebody, mate.
It was a tough week.
My mum phoned me in tears.
It's a tough week.
She's like, you're alright, I've seen your abuse, you've been tense.
I think abuse is worse though when it's lies, isn't it?
Ugh.
When it's just lies, that's what makes any type of abuse worse. But it's a bit of social media, mate. Everyone's a football manager, everyone's got an opinion on fucking doctors and fucking
NHL. Run a club.
Fucking hell.
Came up with a new quote in my head for what doesn't kill me. I just came up with Stu the weekend. What doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. It's a good song, is it not?
I'm going to get a big thing in my living room water.
Is it not a song?
On your boner, on my boner.
Kelly Clarkson or something,
man. I like that.
Really bad thing.
That was good, did that on your boner.
Right, I want to get this, because I had this argument all weekend, right? What would your definition of a legend be for a football club?
Someone that's been there for a few years, won a lot of trophies.
Aye.
Right. Well, I'll argue.
Done things in big games.
Right. Okay. What's yours?
I'm similar to that, mate.
Wrong. What's yours?
Oh,
I'd
right.
Say
okay.
Somebody who.
This is interesting.
Similar to what they.
This has been my argument all weekend.
Somebody who's been there like longevity, won honours. And respected the club.
All right, so would you say Brother Wilfred's a Celtic legend? Never won a trophy in his life.
Who's that?
He founded the club.
Fergus McCann, would you say he was a legend?
But they made the club.
Would you say he was a legend?
A legend
is somebody that sacrificed themselves for the good of the
club. I'll tell you what, I'd be amazed if I seen Brother Walford play at Anfield that weekend.
I know.
Fergus McCann.
This is an exclusive McCann page. Right, nobody knows us, by the way. So this is my story at Celtic. Obviously, next best thing, signed a 4-year deal, 17. Right? Wanted to get that in straight away.
So you tried to justify
could have went to other clubs. Could have went to bigger clubs. Others would have left. Stayed. Got a bad injury under the club's watch. Could have sued him or whatever. Never stayed.
Could you
have
sued him?
I probably could have.
Could you have sued him? Because let's get to that.
Stayed. Went on loan, right? Went to Swindon, who were 17th in the league at the time. Single-handedly took them to the playoff final that year.
So that makes you a Celtic
right? Like no. So wait till you hear this. Came back. Lenny, in his office, wanted us to stay, begging us to stay. But nobody knows this at the time. The club were under financial restraints, struggling. Nobody knows this.
Right.
Comes to you one day, wanting you to stay, but we need to sell our valuable assets. Somebody's just bid 250 grand for you. It's in the club's best interest for you to go, but I want you to stay. So I could have stayed. He told us he played 20 games that year, but the club were really struggling. Close to going under by you. And I think that 250 grand saved
the club. Me with that 250 grand?
So that's what we were saying at the weekend. Me and Petrov, between the two, has brought in £8.5 million for the club. Nobody else in that dressing room brought a penny back to the club. I went through it, I checked it on the Thursday night.
Sad,
every single one of them left on a free transfer, mate. Ran their contract down.
No, the length you went to.
It's up to you if you want to call us a legend or no.
The length you went to. I was actually outside that meeting the day he left Lenny's office.
I was in tears.
I was barely greeted.
So that whole story about wanting to keep you.
No, Lenny certainly didn't want to keep him.
Oh, how did you feel making your Celtic debut anyway? At the age of 40. At the age of 42.
Mate, Lambo before the game, he's like, he pulled it and he's like, anybody passes Ferry the ball, I'm fucking pretty young.
He's like, I want you to take it away.
Right, Lambo's team talks for a starters was brilliant, man. He's like, he put the team out. He's like, I'm not going to tell you how to fucking play football, he says, but somebody get close to Gerrard. You're like, that can hit a midge's boner for 50 yards. that was his team talk. Liverpool trained. Mate, there was a voice note going about on the Friday night. We got to the hotel Friday night, right? We all met, food, beers on the table, of course. And then Glenn Leuven sends a voice note and saying, lads, this Liverpool team beat Bayern Munich 6-0 2 months ago. They're training the night. So Ross Wallace has texted Charlie Adam, who's playing with Liverpool, saying, what are you up to, mate? He's like, mate, we've just finished training. Full training session on yous and what you're doing. Supposedly Kenny Dalglish was raging that Niall McGinn was playing because he's still a player.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, we got to the bottom why you were in the plane. Dirk Kuyt wanted to be the ugliest guy on the pitch.
Bad, eh?
Was it bad?
Was what bad?
Is he Megan?
Dirk Kuyt?
Nah, he's actually alright up close.
What's
that? And he was spot on the Frank Cazella hero. So there's a voice, Glenn Lovins was sending that voice note that they beat Bayern Munich 6-0. And because it was so embarrassing for Bayern Munich, how good Liverpool were, they made all the players sign a contract that any time they came to a Legends game after that, they'd be in proper condition to play. So we were shiting ourselves, mate, thinking they must be amazing. So we're like, may as well have a few beers, mate. We ended up signing up to like 2:30.
And that's one way to combat it, innit? Just get mad.
But mate, honestly, Celtic were brilliant, man.
Are they?
Lambo was playing for a draw. Charity game, mate. He's like, keep the ball. Like, what the fuck is going to go here? Obsessed with keeping the ball.
Who was the heroes at Celtic?
Lustig's a hero, mate.
First
time I met him, hero. Ramon Vega, hero. Tell me stories about him and David Ginola sharing rooms and all that.
Bratback.
You can imagine.
Was she in the Legends team as well? Bratback, I see.
Bratback played
there. He's mentioned that many names, I've only got one legend out of them all, yeah.
Who was the best player, though?
Petrov is a joke.
Petrov
can still play.
Playing wise.
Played sweeper, he was incredible, mate. Smashing people.
What about for Liverpool?
Ledley was good. Mate, I'm saying it now on the podcast.
You hear this?
Gerrard's a myth.
He's a myth.
Myth, mate, most overrated player I've ever seen.
Tell me you're
saying. I said that after the game.
Is that because of goal?
I went up to. I said that after the game. I was like, lads, I just need to say one thing, Lambo, before you speak. Steven Gerrard's a myth. And they were up here. And then Dan was like, because Robbie Keane played second half at Liverpool, but we knew we were going back to the bar that night. Daz went, go up to Robbie Keane and say that after the game because he loves Gerrard. So we'd had a few beers. I was at Adi Paul Lambert. I'm sick of sticking up for you when the boys are carrying your tactics and you lost us the game. She's like to me, fuck off, like raging, beat it. So Dad's like, right, go and say it to Robbie Keane now. So I went up to Robbie Keane. I'm like, I hadn't spoken to him a full day. Because I was quite lively. I could tell he was eyeballing us, like judging us. So I just went straight up to him and went, Robbie, I know I've not spoken to you much today, but there's one thing I want to say to you. I'm convinced Steven Gerrard's a myth, mate.
Is he raging?
He's like, are you fucking winding me up? actual fucking rage. So that was a pattern for the rest of the night, mate, Steve. But Gerrard wasn't as good as I thought he'd be, mate. Obviously, he's a lot older than that now. But even zinging it, mate, he was kind of fucking floating in it. But he was getting a fucking barrage, mate.
That celebration's cut you deep, innit?
No.
You're going to say he's a myth, cause it?
No, but do you know one thing? I did get close to him, mate, and he gave you the
elbow.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the fans went for him when he scored, didn't he?
Mate, Luis Garcia's like that.
Was that a bottle somebody chucked? Or like a cup or something?
It was a bottle, mate. Charity game, mate. Bottles are getting formed.
Many fans went down to Celtic.
Mate, Celtic never stopped. 4,000 fans. You'll Never Walk Alone was incredible, mate. We were on the pitch for it. The full stadium sang it.
And Paddy the Baddy was there, and who
Paul
was
Tim and Paddy the Baddy, yeah, they were the two celebrities. Get they fought. Paul Tim was asking for you, mate.
Was he?
Where is he?
Was he?
But mate, what an incredible, mate, everything paid for. Food, drink, hotels. Went up to the DJ, the Sky Bar that night. Gibril Cisse was DJing. Was Kenny Dalglish kicking about dancing. Paddy the Baddy, Jamie Webster. Gerrard was the only one that ever came up.
Well, so Gerrard,
I think he'd heard my shout, mate, and went up the road.
Well, so Gerrard, obviously, he was a myth, he was shite. How are you?
Mate, the most average performance you'll ever see in your life.
Well, average,
right? Safety is fucked,
that's
mate. Mate, some of them were an embarrassment. Lee Naylor, I'm calling him out.
Was it?
Holy fuck, man.
Well, fitness wise, or when he bought
everything.
He was questionable anyway.
Massimo Donati had a pair of plastic boots on and fucking plastic legs, mate. Honestly.
I genuinely think I'm a bigger Celtic legend for going signing with Rangers. I swear to God.
Who else is good? Lustig was good. Boric
didn't even look like Boric when I saw him coming after the bus.
Boric was still smoking fag at half time.
What was he like about the place?
Quiet.
Was he? He was always like that.
But sound, mate, but quiet. But mate, honestly, see the food and drink, it was fucking incredible, and man. It was like being back at Celtic.
Frankie enjoyed by the buzzing.
Oh, lost her head, mate.
The pictures were amazing.
Lost her head, mate.
Did you get to keep the trackie?
Kept everything, mate. Drink you were meant to, mate, but I just stayed in the bag. My dad's getting that for his Christmas.
Stick that on Saturday for the Broomhill game, they don't recognise you.
I didn't notice he was wearing a 46 leg. I know, did you see that? Fucking hell, man.
What size is that? What size of neck? What size of neck were they trousers?
I know. Some gone then.
But mate, you'd have loved it. Mate, the place was rammed Saturday night. Rammed.
Where was it at night?
Was it in Anfield?
Back at the hotel. Went back to the hotel. Hospitality at Anfield.
Who was the best for Liverpool?
Best for Liverpool. Oh, good question. Ross Wallace smashed Charlie after.
I know, I saw that one. I've seen it.
Smashed him, mate. He said he was going to, because they work at Burnley together. We all grew up together, me, Ross, and Charlie. Best for Liverpool, mate. Martin Skirtle could fucking easy play.
Is he still playing, no?
He was a joke, Skirtle. Gerrard showed glimpses, mate. But like you expect, because remember you said I was acting to the boys. I was putting the fear in them. I was like, Andy said that Gerrard joined in a Ranger session. He was incredible. But he played off. He played off the front. He played it off Dirk Kuyt. So you know how fucking tough that is, trying to chase that guy's touch.
What was Kenny Dalglish like? Did you speak to him a lot?
Dalglish was so sound, mate.
Was he?
Came and thanked us at the end.
Mate, more importantly, have you lined up any interviews?
So Jamie Webster's gonna join the musician. Aye. He followed up and go Robbie Keane. Mate, I've got a great idea for our next Hydro. Imagine we've got Gerrard and Robbie Keane together.
That's a great shout.
One for each side.
That would be a good shout. What a shout that is, Simon.
So I was, mate, I chewed Robbie Keane's ear off, mate, for an hour. I was like, Slaney, he's like,
never heard it.
I was like, he signed the same day as me, Ginger. He's like, nah.
He caned me one night when I was out in Glasgow.
Mate, I think he's ruthless, Robbie Keane.
Robbie Keane,
yeah. Because he had a few comments.
I came up to watch, I think it might have been like a Celtic game. Went to the Hilton Hotel afterwards to stay. I was staying in there, and it was Robbie Keane, Robbie Fowler, Shea Given. There was quite a few big hitters. And I came in with the trousers back then. It was like, pay the tight trousers and top. And he's like, fucking hell, big man. Under your belt, you're going to choke yourself. I was like, oh, fucking hell. And then I pulled out my photo. I was like, ready to ask him for a picture. And I thought, I'll put it back in. He says, no, get your phone. Let's have a look at it. And it was a shit phone. He says, what's that you've got? And I was like, oh, fucking hell.
Mate, I think he's on you.
Aye. And I
was like, you signed the same day, mate. You must have. He's like, ah, nah.
I was sneaked in, weren't I?
Did he not play that?
Did you go?
Hey,
oh, sorry, when you signed. I thought you were talking about
no, me and him signed the same day.
Did you actually sign that day?
Exact same day. We spoke a good bit. He'll be winding you up.
So his first honestly. Game, you should have been in that squad. But
I showed him a picture. I actually got a picture of it. I was like, him? And he's like, ah, nah.
No, still
no. No idea.
Coach sends a pitch filler to me and you together. See if he recognises now.
He gave us his number, so I'll send
did
it.
Whose number did you get? Anybody else's?
No, just Robbie Keane's.
Was it?
Joey Barton's.
Is he there?
I think he's maybe up for it as well.
Wallace
texted. No, but Ross Wallace texted him for his asking.
Ah, right.
You've done some work down here, mate.
There you go, mate. Always networking up.
I know.
What are you doing? Speak to anybody now?
Got the family. Watching your YouTube.
Doing them. Did you watch it now?
Nah, I didn't know. It was Liverpool TV you said, wasn't it?
I'm not sure what was on, mate. Gary McAllister was good. He came on for about 10 minutes, mate.
Aye. Is it one hip or not?
I know, mate, but he popped, one came in him and he just popped it in the
closet. Somebody at the back post, mate.
Who was it, mate? I was marking Clavan. Fucking animal, mate. I played right wing back, mate.
Biggest story
on Anfield. On Anfield, right wing back. Do you know who was a hero actually? And he'd remember, he asked him for a shake, Evan.
Oh, he's a legend.
He was a fucking hero.
I played with him.
Did you?
Aye. He was at Middlesbrough.
Was he?
Aye. Oh, I think he was only there for maybe a year. But he was still a joke. He was about fucking 40.
I was like, I did a podcast with Andy. He's like, who?
Who?
He's like, Andy Halliday. And he's like,
mate, me and Scott Arfield just have a running joke about Gary McAllister. Loves his golf. He's like, you.
Aye.
And see, after every, so now, like, you would come in before a warm-up and you would say, oh, this is what we're doing for 10, right, go, and you do a couple of laps on the pitch. Me and Scotty would get 10 seconds after the talk, you would turn around and Gary McAllister was already, like, doing one of the fake golf swings, you know what I mean? He'd every morning do that fake golf swing. Probably. But he's a hero as well.
He seemed like a great
guy. He was a joke in boxes, mate.
Tell that story about your pal.
Aye, so, did I tell you still last week?
No, you didn't tell me,
What one?
This is
he came up, he said the maddest fight you've ever seen, right? When I was in school, two of my pals are arguing. And they're like, right, fuck it. Half three, we had a big park next to our school. Half three on the park, square go. So they both fight, said, right, no worries. And there was a, you call it the common room or something, where six years ago.
6 years
there was
ago.
A pool table in that. So one of the boys snuck in, he's grabbed a pool ball. And I was like, what are you doing? It's your pal. If you're fighting, you're fighting. Don't hit me a pool ball. He's like, no, he's fucking getting it with this pool ball. So after the end of school, he takes off his shoe, takes off one of his socks, right? So, what are you doing with this? I'm like, put the pool ball in it. So, he puts the pool ball in this fucking black Donny sock, right? And I swear to God, my other pal must have been watching him hobble one sock towards it again, with this fucking sock with a pool ball in it. And he walks up, went, square go, aye, and he went like that. Pulled back the sock, but it's holding the wrong end of it, right?
For
so the pool ball flew out the sock and he just dished him with his black Donny sock across his cheek.
I'm going to message Keane.
Robbie Keane?
Aye, I need to message him.
Mate, a lot of the players played at that time, no many asked about you.
No many messaged.
I don't think Shea Given would know me. I was a scuddy when he was
I don't think you would.
I thought you should have been there, Paul.
No, I have been asked, I've been there, good, don't you?
You know, just got a Liverpool strip on the day, so that's good.
I've been running here and all, mate. Just keep getting rashes down here.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You're doing too much, but not snicker.
He's upset. Him and Jimmy Grant went and played the game. Should we finish training at what time? 10 o'clock?
Midnight, we're
playing
snicker.
He's like, Adam, fancy a quick frame.
Turn him on,
play snicker at Jimmy Grant.
You should go and play with John Higgins.
Yeah, when did we can't?
And Higgins goes well.
That was a night before the game. He's playing snooker with the boys to turn the
on. Jimmy quite good at snicker.
He's beat his last night twice.
Dell's beat you a few times, hasn't he?
Oh, Poole, he's hopeless at snooker. He can't play snooker. It's a clever man's game, innit? Snooker.
What about this as well? Have you ever said anything about John Barnes?
No, oh, up Andy Castle.
Do you remember him? I came to the Esther, who was it Esther, I'm sure her name was, it was assistant manager. She came straight up to me, what are you saying on that open goal about me? So anyway, me, her, Wallet, Ross Wallace and Bratback, of all people, are standing and getting a chat on Anfield. John Barnes walks over, mate. I'm fucking still baffled by this. Comes over and he's obviously, Bratback was his manager.
Aye.
He's like, Harold, how you doing? He then goes, it was Wallace, me, and then the woman. He goes, speaks to Harold Bratback, shakes Ross Wallace's hand, looks at me, mate, patches his, and shakes the woman's hand, and then turns and speaks to Bratback, and Wallace is like to me.
John Barnes?
Patched his, mate, a belter. I was thinking, if I ever fucking came John Barnes on here.
Shea Given did.
Mate, that was my fear. Did he?
He might have thought you were a groundsman.
Maybe that's what it was.
Do you remember the story?
Maybe he's seen that.
I don't know if that got out.
Did
that? No.
Oh my, mate, honestly, I've said something because he's fucking completely patched this.
He probably thought you were the kit man.
So that was a strange one. But no, mate, what a weekend, honestly. One of the best.
Who was that sorted all that out? Are you giving me thanks? You've not mentioned that.
I had a backroom team at Celtic, are incredible, the foundation team.
Is that a Celtic foundation?
Really amazing. Good. What a weekend, Tom, mate. I needed that after the weekend.
It was a tough week.
So we had got to see on that. I mean, I want to keep talking about that Liverpool because it was amazing. But see that the Broomhill stuff obviously came out last week. We're not going to just ignore it. We're going to talk about it on the club podcast this week.
No, there's been a lot said. Doesn't really reflect the situation. So we'll put it right.
No, there's been a hell of a lot said. And I mean, we've had.
I've never seen anything like that. Man.
I know, but You can't take note of stuff like that.
No, but the thing is, so you try note and then every one of your mates texts you say, forget all that stuff. I was forgetting about it until you fucking texted.
I've had so many people ask haters. It's the worst, I didn't know I had any haters. Haters? Huh? It's the worst shit in the world, Dana.
Fucking hell,
rap back. Just leave it. If you're getting abused, leave it. I couldn't care less. But again, if you put your, if you come out and tell your truth to it or whatever, and then people abuse you, then fine. But no, just me, there's just... coming out with a bit of
we pulled the boys out and said your mums and dads fucking tweeting about us. The players, mums and dads are making fake Twitters to fucking cane us, aren't they?
I would I just always think when you're like this podcast and your show, The Open Goal, has been going for long enough, you're always going to have people desperate to shoot you down at the first opportunity. So that's them had their guns have been ready.
Do you know though, Kevin,
people that don't listen, just people sitting with an opinion of what they think, because they've heard, well, this has happened, that's happened. Wait until all the facts and stuff come out, then you'll maybe have a different opinion of how things are. But
you know, even just in this situation, I can understand that this is the mindset and the way people are in this country or Britain. See, when somebody tries something though, and if it doesn't work, why is it then people say almost got a buzz out of it?
No,
going Ryan and they're all buzzing. Surely the foot hanging.
Because they've never tried it in their life, mate. That's
but it's mad. Get that. Like, even if you've said, listen, we're going to do this and going to do that. Of course, why should you not say that? If you believe in that, it's not. But at the end of the day, if it's not working for whatever reason, then you kind of just keep going, we'll just keep going because we said that.
Somebody messaged me saying, private messaged me saying, neither one of you are asking for fucking speakers night. Now you're going to get fucked off Open Goal. You'll need the money. And I went, mate, I'm fucking hardly making a fucking fortune with Open Goal. Calm fucking down.
Now you know we are.
Are you not? I tell you, there's no making a fortune. That's the only way. Fortune.
I need to say as well, see, your sister's moved out your house, so it's just you and your man now in the house.
Just me. Is
she?
She was 40.
She sent us the address.
Your
sister sent us the address.
Well, she did it because she's in with another guy, so she, you wouldn't have been a creep about there.
Is it Melissa?
Was that to the housewarming party?
No, just me.
She's not had one yet.
But
she's not had one yet, so forget that.
She always liked me. She remember when she's pulled me to hydro. She's really nice.
So she's 8 years younger than him, and that's her.
No, 40 she is. She's 8 years older.
22.
Talking
she's his before him.
Anyway, talking about trying something and patching it after a year. Is that?
That's very close
that
to a pull
done
it.
Yet,
that's very close to a real pull it, that. That's for fucking sure.
I see it everywhere, mate.
Do you?
See it everywhere.
Nice you take it down a little bit. I'll tell you one thing. It's been disappointing. There's the advert, eh? Disappointing. For that one.
Brilliant.
No, here. I still think it can reach the top. I really
do. Really,
somebody see him all day, though, and he fucked us. I'm walking by the street, drink I can. So I'm going to win. I started getting a wee bit merry lift because I drank some of it. So it's fucking urgent. It hits you after 3 seconds. So you drink away, and the guy said to me, he made a mistake in the energy drink business. Went red flag, it, and walked away face. So it might have been a wrong industry.
No,
do you know what I mean? You're thinking something to say.
No, I was going to say red flags. I have it. Fuck, it doesn't really work, does it? How was the weekend, Dorrit team at the weekend? The one? The Rangers did, you know?
Aye.
Oh. He wasn't there.
No, he wasn't there.
How did you get a good welcome at Murray Park after how well you done for him?
Who replaced Jude?
I've been picturing you up in the one Murray Park.
Who replaced Jude?
Who replaced Jude? I actually stuck Danny at field.
Was he decent?
Aye. No, they were just a friendly against the 2015. They play a year above just to try and give them a test. And I tell you, I'm going to say this right now. See the Rangers 2015 goalie? Unbelievable.
You said he's the best, one of the best you've seen?
Best I've seen.
Right, Wick of Everton?
Everton. See for a boy that's like, he's too wee for goals. But fuck me, man. He's like a mini Andy Gorham. Just, you're right. Like, how's he saved that? It's ticked out the bar, it's come down, and the boy's got a tap in, and then he's out like fucking Neuer.
Wow.
Blocking it, and I'm like, nah, boys were good. We've got a big, big week ahead.
Right, a big week ahead under eights, right? What's ahead?
West of Scotland Wednesday and Bannockburn Saturday, two tough games.
Freedom.
Two good teams, two teams that
do you have weekend off?
Aye.
No point in the do you get offered to the Rangers Legends now?
No.
Getting patched
up. Who are they playing
after? I got asked to play in that.
I was going to say.
Who are they playing?
Some of the names in that.
Do you get asked to play in that Legends game now?
No, because I'd played league games, so
a lot of
people that didn't play league games.
Did you see Van Persie in it?
I scored 2-2 assists or something.
Him and Wilshere were an actual joke, mate. Mendes looked good for
them. They could still play though as well.
Guess who came rocking out the pub across my bit last night? Yapstam and Newman. See the button shoes,
where was Susan?
He played. Newman
rocking off after that.
Dutch oven.
Big Yapstam.
He played.
No, they two lads, mad, the two fat ladies.
Uh-huh,
two fat ladies.
Why'd you point at him when you said two fat ladies?
The Barney.
I'm a vacuum. What?
Is it the Barney?
I'm in the vacuum. The buttery. No, they came out, so they
did you say
out.
She came out all buttery as well, though?
After I know the yap.
Cool.
Yap, damn man. Big yap.
No. Tell him about your time you were in Amsterdam.
No, no, no. He's not all that yap, damn man. You know.
Thank you. He'd be a bit.
Do you?
He looks like the type, doesn't he?
What else? I'm not ready to go into the international yet. I'm not ready to go into that.
My no.
So what did you do with your weekend off? What's your
Your weekend?
I was on holiday.
Where'd you go?
Dubai.
Did you, mate?
Aye. I told you that last week.
The other half loving, mate, innit?
I told you that last week.
Jump on a plane to Dubai, you and Jolly?
Aye, that's the first time. I never went on holiday last year, did I? And then in the World Cup, right, I got my hair done, so.
How long was Dubai? Okay. A few days, mate? Week?
5 days.
Is Dubai insane?
It's good, mate, aye.
Do you still make for half a bill at night?
No.
Working it out on your phone, what happened?
Jolly takes him.
Right, you're due.
Jolly takes him.
Aye, she'll what be doing all right, yeah.
Harry just tags along, didn't he?
Was it a romantic one?
No, it was chilled. It was chilled, to be honest. Just lay by the pool all day and went for food at night.
You can't have bikinis in Dubai, can you? But seriously.
Can I have what?
Bikinis on in Dubai, can you?
Of course you can.
Is it, I mean, I've always wanted to go to the Far East.
You're not to get off each other in public.
Are you not?
Aye, if you're not married.
Were we not close to going to the Far East?
I thought you were off each other. Have you meant to go to Dubai? Remember when COVID came?
I know. The live show,
that could get resurrected.
Whoever was that was fucking messaging that message again, we're up for it,
aren't we? That'd be brilliant.
That'd be unbelievable.
I know.
So did you get off each other in public now?
No, you can't do that.
Can you hold hands?
We're not married, you can't have your married.
You and your dad better not go.
Fuck.
You can't do that, there's no point in you still going.
You'll fucking love whoever glue up.
You'll just scalp each other's asses in public.
He's on Monday, Eddie.
I'm really focusing on the podcast now.
My dad's listening to that, man.
He's got all the time now to think about stuff.
He's going to Australia in the summer, mate. Have you booked holiday?
No, yet, no.
Boise, aye, Melbourne.
You taking the boys away anywhere now? Frankie seems going to a Blackpool tournament.
I know.
You just keeping all that money you get every month to her?
Nah,
that's what you want to do, mate.
Listen, we're not in it for the money.
Oh, that's an error.
We're not in it for the
money.
Has
that chick mode come back up?
By the way, an exclusive as well. Me and Andy Halliday will be taking on the Hot Wings Challenge tomorrow.
I'm dreading it, man. Absolutely dreading it. I tied that firecracker for Wagamans for the first time and said, I couldn't handle it. And you're saying it's miles worse.
Even to make it worse, probably, is it's be topics of general knowledge as well for people. It's not just football.
General.
You're a pussy.
See, if I get the question right, I'm not doing one. That's the rules, isn't it?
That is the rules, Andy, but if you're a team player, we'll see. Right, who watched the game? Because obviously I was playing in front of Anfield 60,000.
Was it full?
Full hoose.
No way.
Full to the brim, mate. Like his boxer shorts. Full to the brim.
No, the one in the top tier.
Just a bit above Celtic was full.
Oh, right, so just half a stand. But it went from full hoose to half a stand, was it there?
That's like a cup game.
I think it was something like 55,000.
Is that the most you played in me, man?
Have you played at Anfield? No, at Wembley was 80, mate.
Anfield, no.
So 80,000, 60,000, 240,000. You played at Anfield,
no?
Tell you about it after this. Yeah,
of course I have.
No, I think you're lying.
I played in the Premier.
How long? 15 minutes. I played 30.
I played for something that meant something. That you played for.
Well, hey, he's turning his nose up at charity. He's saying charity doesn't mean anything.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Football's mean.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Saving kids' lives.
Wow.
I feel sick.
This is a kid's
fight,
maybe kids,
you know.
Oh, my world.
I
tell you what, right?
Can you imagine if
you're getting 3 points? I'm important in charity.
Oh, don't worry, boys. That's my motor.
I've seen the
jokes
from
her. That's my motor getting towed.
You get the ticket.
That Lodge Street Park motor.
You get a ticket.
But I signed up jokes from
her. Did you, mate?
What's that all about?
He doesn't give to charity, mate.
No, charity starts at home, boys.
Oof. You sponsoring a donkey for a tenner a month?
But his thighs are.
He sends a tenner to Oxfam and they send him
back. They send me clay to Oxfam, didn't they?
Roxanne.
Who watched the game?
I watched it.
I did.
Right, give us a wee tactical rundown.
It was boring.
Well, you said it.
When they got the second goal, that's when the game is done, and then they played all right, they were hopeless, Cyprus, but Donnelly, Van Gogh, Van der Velt, Van der Velt, Van der Velt,
I never heard him, was on the phone.
Who was it?
Lynn. Just seen him, I was paying for the kids.
Alright.
Which I know.
What did you call her that?
Company.
Vincent. By the way, here's a wee exclusive here. Not exclusive, but Ross Wallace says that Vincent Company watches under 13s games, mate.
Aye.
Says he's a different level.
I mean, does that make you a good coach? Because you watch under 13s?
No, but he says he's an incredible coach as well.
He does sound amazing.
I've actually bumped into a couple of the Brighton boys that were staying in my hotel, and they said the boy De Zerbi's the best ever.
Aye.
Said that Potter was good, but this De Zerbi's another.
You bumped in a couple of the Broomhill boys at the weekend, they said the same about their manager, didn't they?
Said the best ever.
De Zerbi could be the best, third best possession team in the world. Right, sorry, back in Scotland with the two.
Aye, no,
guys that were sitting in the house all weekend.
They weren't eating all of us.
Dubai, Liverpool, Anfield, but. Right, go and give us a wee rundown.
They weren't great, but. They weren't bad either. It was Cyprus were poor. I'll tell you who'll be playing. What year are we in? 2023?
Yes.
By 2025-6, Arn Hickey will be playing the top three team in the world.
Can I get him for Brentford?
Did he know?
Nah. I don't know, is he not?
No, he's playing for Brentford.
Is he right?
He's
excellent. I've seen a couple of clips, he looked good. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
what is he? What is he actually good at? Because I think I really get to see enough of Hickey.
John Collins, just a brilliant footballer.
Right, well, we may as well just get John Collins to come on. Tell us what you think. You know what John Collins
is? Exactly what he is. So you almost look at him, you go, he could play anywhere about the pitch. Both footed. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Both footed.
Yep.
What a football player. And he's added a real quality to that side because the right.
So he played the right of the four?
He played the right of the four.
And Scotland, that's probably an area where Scotland struggled, isn't it?
Well, Patterson's done well though.
I remember it was O'Donnell was playing and they didn't really have anybody really that. Patterson did come into well, didn't he? Uh-huh. But before that, we were maybe thinking, but he's certainly brought that.
Before that, Alan Hutton, he was shite.
Uh-huh. Nah, Tom Boyd, I know.
They brought to fit the three left footers that are playing obviously at the top of the game, Robertson.
So how did he work at Tierney left centre back?
Tierney left centre back, Robertson left midfield of the four, and then Hickey in the right, McGregor and.
Ryan Jack.
And then what do you call him? Fingerby sitting, Che Adams way. John McGinn sitting in the hole, but it was too comfortable for Scotland. Like possession wise, it was boring without really creating too many chances in the first half. It was quite possession based.
I love it. They were just very comfortable, weren't they? Without, like being unbelievable.
Yeah. But and then I thought.
What did Cyprus just sit in there in half?
Aye.
I thought Portis did well. I thought he was like.
He was good.
I thought the three in the middle were Scotland's best players.
Aye.
I thought McGregor and Jack. I thought the three of them were very good. Then McTominay comes on as well and obviously changes the game when he comes off the bench. But Carl McGregor, 50 caps, is that?
I know.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
That's how old is he as well? 50 caps, isn't it? What, is he 28 or something
like that? No, 30.
30, I think.
Is he?
30?
I didn't think he was as old as that.
No way.
He's had the same haircut since he was 14.
Fucking hell.
Never deviated for it. 60s guns, didn't
what he? What a player.
Uh-huh.
But he was
very good.
The most important thing is getting the 3 points because historically we're no great at starting campaigns. So to get
well, here's one for you. Faddy says we should go for it on Tuesday. Would you agree?
Aye.
I'm saying yeah, it right now. I would get something
because it's honestly, what's the point in sitting in? You sit in, Spain's going to pick you off at some point.
Yeah.
So why not go and attack and just treat it as a high to nothing? You know what I mean? You're not going to. I think Scotland are capable of getting something off of Spain. I don't know.
They've got players to play the high press.
One each. I generally think Scotland will get something. And there's no reason behind it, I've just got a feeling.
I think they've got good players. If you think of Saturday and the team that started the game and the players that didn't make the team and some of the players that didn't make the squad.
A great squad, isn't it?
You think they're Shanklin been called up because Shea Adams has got an injury. Well, you would like to have thought that somebody that scored 24, 25 goals in the league this year.
Playing with shite as well.
Aye. What he's got around him.
What do you think that means now, Jake? Just Dykes in for a start?
Aye.
Make so what, same team but Dykes in?
Same team in for Dykes.
I mean, somebody's coming off the bench and scoring two in the space of
If you want somebody to pass it back, what time you put him in, wouldn't you?
20 minutes.
You put Jack in, you take Jack.
I'd keep Jack in because Jack.
I know Jack's a good player.
Defensively, done well as well.
Aye, I don't think he changes much. I think he just changes. Unless he changes formation, but what formation would he change to?
Nah, I'm not changing.
I think
changed.
He'd keep the same.
No,
same
3 days. What is it? 3 days in between the probably rest. Yeah. Yesterday.
No, I think. But even like you look at the squad, the bench, McTominay on the bench. You know what I mean, it's they've got a good strong. It's actually quite good. It's pleasing. We've got a chance.
It's a very good squad, Scottish squad.
It is, aye.
Second goal was a high press, wasn't it? Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Christie that went and got it?
Is that the one where Dykes nods it down?
Dykes nods it down.
Did Fuel come on? He'll start Christie.
He looked lively when he came on.
He was built when he came on, Christie.
What's Hearts like? This will tell me a lot about your club. When Shanklin gets called up, is there straight in the boys in the group chat?
Show you if you want.
Show us it.
But 20 people straight away saying...
Well done, mate.
Well done, mate, on yourself. Should have been a couple of weeks ago, but you'll take it.
Would you be like that?
Didn't
see it?
No.
Even when you seen him? Would you see it when you seen him? If I seen him, just me and him, I would say well done. In front of the group, I wouldn't see it.
Doesn't mean anything in front of the group, mate. It's just, you're just doing it for likes, aren't you? Oh, that's brilliant.
No, boys, buzzing.
Nothing for the manager, poor.
To be fair, he should have been.
I think it should have been in for
that
the game.
That picture on Budge's putting's a bit much, but.
He should have been in for the start. He should have been in the original squad.
You think you?
Yeah?
Definitely. Instead of Dykes?
No, instead of Dykes, right? You can have Adam's Dykes.
I've never seen him play. Jacob Brown
play. Mate, fucking better with Jacob's biscuits, cream cracker biscuits. I fucking don't know who Jacob Brown is. I've never
Jacob
seen him
Brown
play.
Getting called up for Scotland's like me getting called up to the
Celtic. Yeah. Who is this guy? That's what people are saying. Who is this guy?
He must get a game for Stoke, surely.
But that's the thing. For all I know, he's brilliant, but I've never seen him play. And I just think if you're more exposure here and you've scored 24 goals,
he's getting called up regularly, but we don't ever see him playing.
No.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when you've got a guy that's scoring goals every other week, regardless of where they're from, 24 goals in the Scottish Premier League is a hell of a return. Mm. Is it 24?
In all competitions, aye. I'm sure it is.
So, we've only got Dykes and Shea Adams. And in terms of out and out goal scoring strikers, we don't have many, because it's not as if Shea Adams is scoring 20 goals a season. It's not as if Lyndon Dykes is scoring. I think Lyndon Dykes might be lucky he scored 4 or 5 goals this season.
Mm. You should speak to Clark, because you played against Spain. Didn't you?
Better spend team in this. PK Mata.
You can press a Spain team because up front they're fucking rubbish.
They've not got a striker on there.
Morata's their main man, he's a captain.
Just get really high. Morata's the captain.
Realising Saturday, yep. Aye.
Oof. I wanted to ask you, Shanklin, you've played with some top strikers, where would you, is he in the same sort of level as Morelos?
Fucking hell.
That's a hard question, isn't it?
That's a hard question.
I wouldn't say so.
I think it's a great question.
I've openly said it. He's miles better than what I thought he was before he came to us. Because I just thought he was like a penalty box striker. He's no at all. His link-up play is very, very good. Mm. The only thing I would say for Shanks that he'd probably admit himself is he's a yard of pace away from being very, very, very good. But goal returns for us has been ridiculous.
I would agree
talking about penalties. He still scored 12-13 goals for open play.
He's got a great technique.
Very good.
I thought when he was at Ayr and then he got his move to, was it Dundee United? Was it Ayr to Dundee United?
Ayr to Dundee United, yeah.
Aye, and then he went abroad and then came back to Hearts. I thought he was more like a penalty box striker than the amount of goals he was scoring for. But that night I went and saw him up at Hearts. I thought he's got more about him, like linking up. Like a boys type striker.
Aye, they are very similar.
Very similar, but he gives you more goals.
And he's actually played a few positions as well.
Aye.
He's played a few games in the 10 for us. He's played a couple of games centre mid.
Do you think he'll play?
No, I think Dykes will just come into the I think and it's mad to say this, right, because Jacob Brown's got in the squad before him, but if Scotland need a goal, they'll bring on Shanks before Jacob Brown.
Aye,
I imagine
100%.
So it's,
I would like to see Scotland get at them and try and get down the sides, because I think with Hickey on the right and possibly Andy Roberts on the left, there's chances to get balls in the box. You've got somebody like Dykes.
It looked like most of the chances came for that kid.
Aye, listen, Hickey, like Slaney says, Hickey, both footed. You think he's predominantly, I think he's more predominantly on his left, but he can come on his right and he had a couple of decent shots at goal. But for me, he is an all. We've got some right good players and some right good positions.
Mm.
Like, and you think of the balance of the team with left footers, like having the whole three at the back with Tierney. Tierney just adds that wee bit extra security for me. Hanley in the middle, Portis on the right. Portis started the game well, some right good firm balls through
breaking the lines.
Brilliant, so you'd love it.
Nice and firm, very vocal, you could hear him. And I think he'll only get better, to be fair.
John McGinn, we've not mentioned him.
John McGinn's a different...
Another goal again, what's that?
He's
scored it, is it 17 goals?
16
goals for your country.
He's the main man for Scotland, isn't he?
Great guy. Great footballer.
Awesome.
Just seems to be, like, for a midfielder, box to box midfielder, just seems to find himself in that box all the time getting goals. Really, really good.
But I think, see, if he's playing, I know, I get what you're saying, you go after him, but I think it's all right saying that, playing against a team where they're so strong in midfield, they could just pop it around you for fun.
If you're at 2 and 4, it's a shift.
I don't think you can just go and get after them.
Pick your moments.
Right for the start, but you've got to have a game plan where you need to try and hurt them. You need to try and... Because if it's the other end of the scale and you're just going to sit in and try and frustrate them and then hope you get a set piece, at the same time, for me, you're just waiting to lose.
I was thinking when we played Dykes, we go quite
too direct, too quick. Aye, I would agree with you. I also feel like watching the World Cup with Spain and how they performed in the World Cup, when teams sat in, they didn't have a lot of ideas. A lot of times it was like pass, and they never actually got many shots and goals. So if we sit in, we might be able to combat that quite comfortably. But at the same time, you're at home, you're wanting to try and win the game, I think. If you win the game, we're at home, aren't we?
Yeah,
you take a point in the new butter.
Take a point.
Minus one each,
telling you. But Ferguson's injured. We're scared of him, innit?
Carver was at it again, wasn't he?
Spotted in a hotel.
Would John Carver have been at Newcastle when Kitzbühel was there?
Kitzbühel?
He's the manager of Cyprus.
Oh, is he, right?
Oh, okay.
Good. Digging, Kevin.
mind that goal
he's when he battled
and he started taking off all his gear.
Aye, and then battled the advertising boards.
So he did. He was a madman. Steve Clark signed the new deal. He'd be the type to sign it with like a bookkeeper or something, isn't he, Steve Clark?
You're winning.
Yeah, he's that.
Some people ain't a wee moaning groan about it, but what else have
what people are after?
Guy's done more for Scotland the last 30 years than anybody else.
Aye. People forget Scotland in fucking Nation League C. Before he took the job. So you can talk about how it's a lot easier to qualify for a major tournament.
Scotland were in the low before Steve Clark.
But we're in Nation League C. They still had to go up through their ranks to even get anywhere near a fucking major tournament.
No, I just think, fucking hell, we're just never happy, are we?
No. Seems like a good guy, Steve Clark. You see, any time you've went up to the high, he seems like a...
But see, I think he's ruthless.
Got a bit about him.
I think he's ruthless by... We speak to Brodus, isn't that Brodus?
Is he, scary. Yeah,
oh, Brodus loves him, didn't he?
Aye.
His coach is the best he's had.
So you happy he signed the deal?
Not sure. No, but he's done really well with Scotland. So I don't know if it's just a stupid mentality sometimes. In my head, I love an attacking manager.
But I know, but John, I think he's changed a wee bit. I think he's adapted, didn't he? I think he was that defensive manager when he first came in.
He's
got him in a place now that he feels like he can go and be a bit more.
He was initially, but now that he's got a lot more options to pick from, I think, and some of the players that have come in have really excelled, so it's gained him the options to change things up a wee bit. Like we could go like 3-5-2. We could do a 3-5-2 in a boy. You could put Dykes up there with Shankland playing off. That could work. I'm just saying, I'm thinking the three at the back over there Saturday, five across the midfield, put Shankland in the hole and have Dykes follow up.
I'd have Christie in
there. I always feel like the only thing I think that this team lacks
striker
is that just that one world class attacker.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can win your
Wales
game.
Had it.
Aye, like with Gareth Bale for years.
Wales had Bale and then New Ireland's got the boy Ferguson.
He's fucking brilliant, isn't he?
But even when Ireland had like Robbie Keane Wales had Giggs, one world class attacker is just going to win games like this when you've got Spain at home.
We've been fucked.
You might
for
only
years.
Get 3-4 chances within the game.
Faddy was kind of that player for Scotland.
Aye,
was.
Aye. We've had some shockers. Kyle.
Oh, yeah, he's right up there.
Kyle, Dobie, Thompson. It's been a tough gig.
Oh, bro. I've seen this. You've not mentioned Steph is doing, haven't you? She was like outstanding.
Well, she was doing all right.
She was like. She was like outstanding.
It was nice to see.
She's looking good, mate.
It was nice to see them all happy, wasn't it?
You're always happy, mate.
That is a great family.
No, we are really happy right now.
We should.
Not in Warsaw, because she had the two boys, so we sat in a certain bar till 9, and then she had to go and sit in a room with the boys while I was up in that sky
bar.
She said she couldn't sleep because she was just waiting for me to be huckled in with like Polis or something.
That's like a Saturday night, what's it? What's the matter? It's not any different than it was doing the Liverpool.
Oh, brilliant. What about your love life? Any dates?
So we're on to domestic stuff now, Andy.
Right. Domestic? That's what
no, no. We are bad as refused to
sign a contract.
You know what's going to happen with him? He'll be
out the door,
aye.
I'll tell you when he's gone.
And you know it.
Monza.
Monza.
There's nothing about it. I mean, he's been outstanding, but as soon as you start throwing your toys at the pram, you're done.
Listen, at his age, I can see why he maybe would reject a contract.
Would you?
Aye, definitely. He maybe wants to play football, sorry. He's not guaranteed to start every week. Wants to go and play football.
He must have played 40 games easy last year.
He's only one of two Celtic players that have played every game this year.
Is he?
Yes, there you go.
Him and Matt O'Reilly.
But he's come on loads of sub appearances. Yeah. Loads. And any time, that he gets a start, he doesn't quite live up to the billing.
Yeah.
He's more of an impact player, so maybe he doesn't want to be that. Maybe he wants to go and. Unless
he's a sub. See, to be fair to him, his numbers are.
Yeah.
Are like very good.
I like him better as a sub.
But it depends whether what he's asking for is it too.
That's what I was going to say. You don't know.
Is he asking for too much money?
Aye, he will be. I've no doubt.
He's a lie.
Would you sell him if you're Celtic?
I would sell him. You, the one thing you don't want to lose players on a free transfer, mate.
No, listen, you sell Abada, you've got absolutely 100% faith in Big Ange bringing in a replacement, a ready-made replacement.
Mate, they've still got. Forrest can't get on the bench.
I know.
And that's Dean Hing's property anyway. You buy somebody, they've been a success for a couple of years, they don't want to sign a contract to sell them for a profit and you bring in somebody else. That's just
what you don't do is you don't keep them to the end of the contract and then they go away.
Which could happen
on the other side. You said it as well, supposedly the boy, Iwata. Is it Iwata?
Iwata.
Supposedly he's the best mate.
What, at the mall?
He's the one that got the... I know who said it. Year, wasn't it? In the J-League.
Yeah. O'Day.
I'm not saying who said it, but
there you go.
He's meant to be...
Did he,
brilliant.
So where does he be? Is he the one that's in midfielder?
I think he played a year earlier.
That's interesting. Because Thingabe got injured the last game. Who was it? Atati?
Did he, right?
He's injured. Hamstring. I don't know if he's out long, but...
Here, did you see that? Mariela was supposed to be on an Everton tap.
I saw it. I did see it.
Is it true, that?
He was fucking looking... Lean, by the way.
Was he?
Aye.
If I was Everton, I would take Morelos. On a free transfer?
Aye, definitely. 100%. Free transfer. Isn't that what I said? 100%.
They play fucking... Who plays up there?
Big Neil Sims, mate.
Who?
He scored the winning goal.
I told you. He will go places.
Do you think so?
Aye, I thought he... 100%. His best ever game was the semi-final, or the final, when they played
Hibs.
He was fucking brilliant that day, and I thought he's got something about him, that boy.
I think he'll go to the very, very top.
Aye.
Do you?
Aye.
And he was good at Sunderland in the loan spell after leaving Hearts.
He's no shade that back the day, but last season.
Aye, I have.
Remember Harry Redknapp with Frank Lampard? Telling you right now, this kid, are you giving it that?
It's not going to be Frank Lampard, but I just... When he was at us last year, I don't know if he was 18 or 19, but he was a bit raw, but I think you can always accept that when it's somebody his age. But she just an absolute specimen, mate. Rapid, which nobody will ever think because he is 6 foot four, but he's rapid and strong as an ox, mate. He's absolutely flung Koulibaly at the floor.
Mm. I scored that interview Chelsea, was he?
Nah, he's incredible. A good player.
I'm
Sean Dyson, I've got the chance of taking Alfredo. You get him doing, you get him fit, when you put him in, you see what happens, and I think he'll be all right because he's a goal scorer.
No.
Everton don't have that.
They've got a couple of Colombians as well.
So they did. Yerimina.
Aye, Yerimina. That was the other one.
Yerimina.
Who else? What's the other one?
James Rodriguez. He's not there anymore, but he still hangs about, doesn't he?
But his smell still goes about that.
Because his knickers there,
right? Well, it would be Morelos would be the type that would wear something like that to try and get a move now. Aye. He's not an Everton fan, is he, fuck's sake?
Fuck.
No.
Maybe who was on the back of the taps, you know? Was there any name on the back?
No, it was just the front. He came over at the camera and he had the top on, a pair of white shorts. He just looked like he was going to kick about with his mates.
Unsworth, he had
Tony Hibbert.
Tony Hibbert.
Did you ever wear other football teams on holiday?
Single Bills.
Aye.
Best.
That's not a football team.
2002 World Cup. I made my debut for Scotland and then fucked off to Ireland for 5 days. Bought an Ireland top and got absolutely steaming for fucking 5 days.
Did you, mate?
Aye, brilliant.
What, and just worn that top for 5 days? Just
5 days. Went to...
Now you've swapped it, that'd be inspired today.
Exactly. Went to Dublin and just sat and got fucking pissed for 5 days watching the World Cup.
And did you get any shite for it?
No. Nobody saw me.
You don't get football taps as much, do you?
I like a retro Man City.
So do I, to be fair.
No retro taps, an actual tap you go buy.
I know, I wouldn't do that, no.
10 years ago, I stuck a new tap on a banner.
Did you ever get a Celtic top?
No.
That's the difference between you and him, man.
Well, do you know Andy? No.
Did you hear about him wearing a Rangers top last week now on the kitchen show? In a Legends game.
Get stitched up.
Did you?
Stitched up.
Singing Simply the Best.
No, his day. Where the fuck?
I used to have the.
Your ringtone, I remember that.
What strip did I used to wear? I used to wear the big Dunks one around the house.
What was that leather strip you used to wear?
Aye, that one as well. That was hard getting off, by the way. See,
have you heard Big Dunk story about the two burglars coming? That's
brilliant.
With Tony Bellew?
Mate, it's class. You get him on.
What did he battle?
Mate, he says that he thought he'd killed him.
He actually had to resuscitate one of them.
So did he battled him and then had to resuscitate him.
You had to what?
Resuscitate him.
You're kidding me. I thought it was a man of the people, coming to my house.
Aye, I thought I had a bit of respect about the city, like, and
I thought it was one of the boys, you can.
One of the boys, Ken, and my world. And I come out of my house and I just fucking say about him and then.
You ever been burgled?
Aye.
Have you?
Aye, guy in my house fucking stole all the stuff in the house, put it in the motor and drove off. I was fucking sound asleep.
You were helping him put it in the motor?
I was sound asleep.
That's
one
of the classic.
Oh,
well,
brilliant, mate.
That's one of the best stories ever.
Sound asleep up the stairs.
Where, in Sunderland?
No, a couple old.
No way.
That was about 6 or 7 years
ago. So you were sitting the full time he was robbing your house?
Guy,
was it not Jim Jeffries just moving his stuff at your house?
Two boys come in. Stole everything in the all the electric stuff in the house, put it in the
boot. The dildos?
Fucking everything, mate. Everything. And
imagine that.
Even took the wings fucking like piggy banks and everything. And off they went, and then fucking I was like, where the fuck? I woke up the next morning, where's the motor in? It's in the drive, it's no. Where's the fucking iPad? Dunno. And the fucking window at the back door was smashed, and that was it. And they came quite, must have been far. They were good, by the way, because I fucking heed everything. They were good, because I heed everything.
Sign them,
and I don't get it wrong, I'm glad I didn't hear them, because if I had heard them, I would have got up and I'd have just went straight down the stair. Probably battered me and took my stuff. I would have went down fighting.
I wouldn't if I heard anything.
Have you ever been robbed?
No, maybe.
Your house just looks like it's been robbed.
You leave our doors open. We're in no danger of that.
I've not seen it since you think I've been robbed.
Because there's nothing else have you been robbed. We just leave our doors open. Fuck, we don't need to come in to get anything else.
I got robbed in Portsmouth, mate.
Did
went to Glasgow, came back, left the kitchen windy and been in, taking it, and they'd fucked the lock as well. So they were up, Steph never came back after that night, mate. We had a night out, I went straight out, came back, and I had to sleep in that house, mate. Shite myself, man. Couldn't get a locksmith out.
Somebody must have ticked him off that you were away.
I think it was their manager, Portsmouth manager. Went back, just like, didn't come back.
Have you, Andy?
No, never, touch wood.
No. That's a weird feeling, Kev, after that.
I was like,
they took all the kids' clothes and at me like that.
Fucking shit. They took the kids' pram, but it was alright. With insurance, fucking milked that.
I tell you what, Range Rovers are getting nicked. Oh, are they gaffing?
Aye.
They go with they go with that fucking. You don't even need like. You don't even need to get the keys. You just do a wee signal thing. Aye. Connects to the car to the signal, and they open up the car and away they go.
Who drink could be that's doing it for football?
What?
In the football world, who would be stealing motors? Davey Martin doing it.
Fred Eastwood. Oh yeah, I played with Coventry.
Oh, Fred Eastwood.
Very stupid steal everything.
Don't know.
Do that in it.
Getting your engine bumped. Anybody try to steal your engine?
No. My dad's mortgage stole before. Wee grey one. Swam my man's life and he crossed the nuttons.
That was a wee chinky chento, wasn't it?
Yes, for what?
Chinky chento.
Somebody stole, but my man's, I think I've told this, my man's pal was outside having a fag and watching it getting stolen, didn't realise. Wee guy drove a bag with a wee motor.
Mate, do you know what? See, if you did steal that motor, please. Right, and I'll come on, that'd be
bad.
I've never met your dad. I was thinking that the other day.
He's a hero, mate. I've
seen your mom, but I've never seen your dad.
I get pictures sent to me every weekend with somebody with his dad.
The first time
be honest, your dad hate me?
No,
he didn't.
My dad's not like that.
No, your dad, he's not.
My dad doesn't care about things.
You had the scooter stole?
I stole, aye.
What? Oh, you had the scooter stole, aye. Uh-huh. Right, lads, quickly, soccer M's ending.
Thank fuck.
Good time, innit?
Nah, Ferris is a good lad.
It's about time though.
It was good.
Years ago. When was that thing you watched that?
No, years.
Me and Frankie watch every Saturday morning.
Do you?
Well, I did. When it was Tim Lovejoy that, religiously every Saturday I'd watch it.
It's been shit since he left.
Favourite memories, defo. Remember Fenner's done, when they done the sketches, that was the best, mate.
The Oasis one.
No, the walk.
The Oasis one was good, but remember he was, what was it, what was the guy Fenner's was? It was like a Cockney accent, it was incredible. That's a white touch. Remember it now?
That
is incredible.
I used to like the tubes one.
Tubes is good.
The catwalk was brilliant. Remember the dance-off?
Catwalk.
Dance-off
with rocket and all that. That was incredible.
Catwalk would be shut down in this day and age.
Oh, you wouldn't do that now.
Catwalk was.
What about?
Even Brad Bobley was incredible. That was incredible. That was Fenners again, wasn't it?
Did they ever come to any of your clubs for crossbar challenge? Did they?
I done crossbar challenge. I done the drill with Jimmy Bullard.
Oh, did you?
No, we will need to get footage of that. Did you beat him?
No, he beat me.
Did he?
Aye. Shit challenge though. It was. David Weir came up with the golf worst ball challenge one. Ever. Kicked the crossbar and it came out and he did it in the net in the full pish. No technique involved, is there? Just fucking hit the crossbar and
what was that story with David Weir again? He doesn't know what he was.
Aye, up the way.
He deserves that told again for that drill.
You'll get it on YouTube. I'd fucking nosedived one of them, so I've hit the crossbar and it came down, but now that way it's pure low. Uh-huh. And I've just scraped my nose out along the day.
What happened to you?
We did the bucket challenge. We used to chip the golf ball.
Oh, that was a cracker.
Fucking hell.
Oh, did you get your balls in your ass?
I got 100 balls and gave up. Couldn't get it in.
Did you have to give up?
I gave up. I was on soccer him.
Were you? As a guest?
Aye.
No way.
We need to find this.
What year?
2003-04 maybe.
We need to find
Freddie Flintoff.
Oh wow.
Harmison.
Well, they've been doing the show 6 years. This is you just telling that, brilliant.
Gary Buttles. I was on the seat. I remember because I made a date, didn't I? Come in and like shoot Ellen Lovejoy. Ellen, come out and give me like, and we've got a son on my line, Kevin Kyle, and I went to shake her hand and gave a wee kiss and I headbutted her. But then she went that way and I went the same way and I fucking headbutted her.
David, I was like, that'd be brilliant.
Are we done crossbar challenge and Fenner's messaged me saying, can you do the commentary for it? So you know how one player commentates? But you also go first. I mean, I hadn't been playing at Dundee at this time. I was at the team. I think P and Paul Hart maybe had a wee bit of fun. So the boys had me day something when you got hit the first shot. I think it was that Monday we got beaten this Saturday or something. So I've run up, I saw it on YouTube, I've run up to hit the first shot, trip myself up and smash my head off a boy as well. And all the boys are pissing. So I just remember looking up and Paul Hart was like, fucking clown, man. I think I was ending me at Dundee. Thank you, Dave, for a laugh, mate. It's so stupid.
Chalky then was incredible.
Never, so us three have all been on. Never been on me, man. Nah.
I wouldn't have
been. Like, I'm going to get my kids. You talk about your time on soccer then, mate. On you go. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.